birds sleep in a giddy world. He could be that boy, but I'm not that girl. Don't dream too far. Don't lose sight of who you are. Don't remember that rush of joy. He could be that boy. I'm not that good. Every so often we long to steal to the land of what might have been. But that doesn't soften the ache we feel when reality sets back in. Life limb, she who's winsome, she wins him. Gold hair with a gentle curl, that's the girl he chose. And heaven knows I'm not that girl. Don't wish, don't start. Wishing only wounds the heart. I wasn't born for the rose and the pearl. There's a girl I know. He loves her.
All right, and that was Millie, who is not that girl. Valak, when you go first.
I was hoping someone would do this song sometime on the show, because it's, like, good.
It's, like, good.
It's, like, good.
It's good. I feel like this was, like, you didn't, like, transpose some of the notes, like, as well as you could have. Like, the lower notes, the girl and whirl and basically all the earl sounds. Like, I know they go lower, and, like, I can't hit those either, but, like...
Me either.
Yeah, they're like, hard to hit.
Freaking low.
I can hit those notes.
Shut up, Gail.
No one cares. But I wish you'd have, like, transposed them a little better, because, like, you were kind of, like, faltering on them a little bit, and they were kind of shaky. I wish that it had more emotion, because it feels like it was dynamic heavy, but there wasn't enough emotion put in this. Like, I wanted to hear you, like, sound depressed and stuff. Like,
I was trying to figure out how to write that. Sorry, I just, like, had an epiphany right now. I was like, that's what I was trying to say. Sorry, continue.
But yeah, I really wanted to feel like you were, like, depressed, because that's kind of what the song is about, and you were just kind of, like, doing a lot of nice dynamics, but I didn't feel much emotion from it. There were some timing issues on the every so often we long to steal part. The timing was a little off. And I think near the end there was kind of timing issues, but not as much as that section there. But I like this where your voice overall. The end.
As did I. I think you made a really good choice for your voice, especially since you've been talking about how you can, like, not breathe right now. I thought I can't tell if it was the word you sang was dream, but I'm guessing it was, because it seemed that made the most sense with a note. But so, earlier on in the song, it seemed that was a note just changed somewhere in that. So I don't know if maybe you were like doing like a small slide to another note and maybe missed it, or just accidentally sang the wrong note, but something about that seemed off. Every so often was also another part there that I liked. It kind of a nice power note, although the quality kind of went weird when you got louder there. I liked also where you sang, "I'm not that girl," the first time, and it was a lower note for you. I liked that. I thought it fit well for you. I also would have liked a little bit more emotion here. And I think you were like almost there too. I think you would. I think you very much could have made this really, 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 really good if emotion was maybe just bumped up a little bit more, like just the right kind. And I agree with what Valk said as far as the sad part of it. But I do think again overall that you picked a nice song for you. Love it.
I obviously agreed with what Valk said. And I, for the lower notes, I liked the last one that you transposed and went higher. I thought that was okay. I mean, I think your voice could have been a little bit more sure of yourself for it, because it would have sounded just fine like that. But I thought the first and second really low notes of the song were a bit too low for you, and probably would have been better if you'd found an alternate note for that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your higher notes you overshot, and a couple notes here and there were also flat. So just make sure that you're hitting the notes right on, even though that middle part is a little bit fast and easy to run out of breath, which is also the reason for the timing issues. I hate singing this song, but I love singing this song too. So I feel your
pain. I know, me too.
The middle just kills me. It's like the weird rhythm drives me nuts. And then at the end when you said, "There's a girl I know," you said, "There's a girl I know." So just make sure you're saying "I" and not "hi." And that's all I wrote. I liked it, though. I thought you sounded really nice. This was a good song for your voice. There's just a little couple parts that would have made it.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, I quite agree.
I agree.
Okay, so I think we're good there. Let's move on to Clary.
Princess Clary. Oh, yeah.
Long ago, in someone else's lifetime, someone with my name, who looked a lot like me, came to know a man and made a promise he only had to say, and that's where she would be. Lately, although the feelings run just as deep, the promise she made has grown impossible to keep. And yet, I wish it wasn't so. Will he miss me if I go? In a way, it's someone else's story. I don't see myself as taking part at all. Yesterday, a girl that I was fond of finally could see the writing on the wall. Sadly, she realized she'd left him behind. And sadder than that, she knew he wouldn't even mind. And though there's nothing left to say, would he listen if I stay? It's all very well to say, "You fool, it's now or never." in someone else's story, in someone else's life, and he could be in mine. I don't see a reason to be lonely. I could take my chances further down the line, and if that girl I knew should ask my advice, oh, I wouldn't hesitate. She needn't ask me twice. Go now, I'd tell her that for free. Trouble is the girl is me. Story is
all right, and that was Princess Clary doing someone else's story. Clary, on this for you, I didn't feel all that into it to start off with, but as you went on, I felt that you got progressively better and better. Something very early on in the song where you sang, although the feelings seemed not right for you, something about the note there, I'd have to re-listen again. You had some, also early on towards the beginning, mic puffs. Maybe it was, you were singing too close to the mic on some of the louder, like maybe on your P&B notes. One of my favorite parts that you did is where you sing, "It's all very well." Kind of where the song sort of starts to pick up a little bit more and change sort of the overall emotion of what the song is. I really like that. I liked every time the song changed to doing sort of a new sort of section of the song. I like that because it seemed to almost change the emotion, and I really liked the ending section for you of the whole ending series of notes. I think those worked out really well for you. That you went progressively better. I would have liked, though, that you started off better than you started, and then built from there. And then I think that as a whole, I would have liked this a lot more. But yeah, this is still very, very good, and I totally like this, though. So I was just giving those my particular notes. Beloved, why don't you go next?
I liked this. I thought you had nice emotion, and I liked how you built with the instrumental.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Built with instrumental.
I thought that the lower notes for you were a little bit too low for you, maybe, or you just didn't have enough control on them, but they just sounded a bit strange to me. Some of your notes went a little bit flat but sometimes flat, sometimes sharp on the interval jumps. Not terribly, just a little bit. And I thought your diction was really good. What else did I say? I especially liked in the beginning when you said "someone else's lifetime." I thought you sang that really nicely. And I liked the very, very end. It was very pretty.
Yes.
And that was it.
And Val.
I liked it.
Yay. I thought this sounded very British. I was like, my person, I was like, oh, it is very British. I thought you sounded good on this vocal lead, too. I thought I heard some voice cracks, on some of the, I think near the end, I thought I heard your voice crack on L's.
Yeah, I heard one at the first high note during the climax.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
The second one was okay, but the first one cracked a little bit.
Yeah, wasn't as noticeable, the second time. But, the first time you noticed it. I think it's kind of sad in, like, a weird range for you. Like, I liked it, but I kind of wish you would have, like, belted more when the music swelled and, like, built it a little more emotionally. But I liked the emotion in the first half. I just wish you would have built it more. And that's all I really have to add.
All right, cool. So I think we are good on Clary. Next up, we have Olivia.
She turns around and she meets his gaze. The lights are dim, there's a smoky haze. They share a smile and a secret wave. It's a moment built to save. They start to move across the floor. The room is frozen, wanting more. The happy couple on display, with nothing standing in their way. It's so romantic, I could die right here and now. It's gonna be that way for us. I know somehow, someday when it's me, I know our love was meant to be. Not one single complication or cause for hesitation. Someday when the dream is coming true, all you need is me, and all I need is you. Stop and pose for a photograph. He jokes around just to make her laugh. The room is full, but they're all alone. They have a language all their own. And I'm so jealous, I could cry, and yet I know it won't be long before you say, we're good to go. Someday when it's me, I'll know our love was meant to be. Not one single complication or cause for hesitation. Someday when the dream is coming true, all you need is me, and all I need is you.
And that was Italian Girl / Oliviana. Who's first? I think Valk, you're first again.
Oh.
No, Beloved, you're first.
Oh.
Yeah, you're first, because it was 1, 2, 3, 1.
Oh.
Yeah, you're first.
Okay. All right. I haven't heard this song. I thought it was a sweet song, and I thought you sing it nicely, but I didn't really feel a whole lot of emotion from you. It just sounded like you were singing every note as it came, you know? But I didn't, I don't know. I just didn't feel the emotion really. And also on those super long notes, you sometimes went flat, sometimes just wavered a little bit. But each time you kind of died out So just make sure you have enough support and take a huge breath. But I thought it was sung well, and I did like the song. I just thought it could have been a little bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I liked the song too. I had the same notes on like the long notes. You were kind of like dying out near the end, and like the choruses, like you were kind of going on and off pitch on like the I think on True and Hesitation and Complication, I noted you were kind of like going on and off with those. But I liked the verses a lot. I think this was like a big improvement for you, like energy wise. Like
I had that
you
note
were
too.
At the same level the entire Yeah. You're like at the same level the entire time, and it sounded like you were like bouncing and like smiling and stuff. But it needed more energy. It sounds like the only thing I can think of is it sounds like a like Legally Blonde type of song, and like I kind of wanted to hear some kind of like Elle Woods energy in here because it's like kind of bouncy like that. And like I wanted to hear that, like hear you match the backtrack like with its bounciness and like wah, like it needed faded energy. my weird comparisons. But I think this is really good for you like energy wise, but You're getting there, so I'm happy you're improving with energy, and I know, like, you can get to where you're like, wah, energy, blah. But, yeah, this was really good vocally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Italian Girl, your mix was definitely better, so I'm glad you took that note. It's also an improvement from last night, from what you did. So I definitely like that. I think you have my problem, our Italian Girl, of going flat on longer notes. And so, because I noticed that a couple of times on notes that you held out for a couple of measures. So watch that. Other than that, I don't have very much else to add to what other people have said. This was an improvement, though, so I'm glad that you did improve.
Super improvement.
Yeah, all right. So I think that we're good here. Next up, also with a song from The Wedding Singer, is Jeffers.
Jeffers.